The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We have some huge breaking news for you today on Daily Pop, and you will hear about this Bachelorette scoop we've got in just a minute, and you're not going to hear about it from anyone else. This is about Clarendale. Okay, but first, yesterday was historic, and we are still on a high from the excitement. So here are a few of our favorite moments from Inauguration Day.
Una nación bajo Dios indivisible con libertad y justicia para todos. Let's get live.
I know you've been kicked out, slept on, let down.
Katy Perry was the last one. Listen, who was your favorite performance of the night?
Justin? Well, I feel like Katy Perry kind of sort of got all the fireworks and the glitz and the glamour. So I am one of those people who's like, I like a show-stopping moment. And I feel like for me, that was pretty amazing. But to see J-Lo singing next to, you know, the first female vice president of color, woman of color, and, you know, a department head situation. There's a music in my ear, and it's killing me. Sorry. But to see a Latin woman singing next to Kamala Harris was one of the most epic things I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
It was all really good. I have to say, I really felt like all of the performances, I thought Demi Lovato did a really, really good job. I was really pleased to see her performance. Justin Timberlake, I mean, no matter what happens, that man is just attractive and talented, right? Like, he just always does a good job. And obviously, Lady Gaga, you guys, the voice on that woman, it's really not a joke. It's like, she is that talented.
Mm-hmm. I just really enjoyed the whole celebration in America. I mean, the Inauguration Day was so fantastic, too, but I really was just like, I don't know. I was like on cloud nine. I was like in this happy mood.
Yes.
And even if it was just for a night, I love the positivity. I love the feeling, the energy. And I do feel like there's a lot of pressure on President Biden and Vice President Harris to really try to bring this country together. But you know what? It's a good start. I just love the healing words of the music. I love that all the songs. Florida Georgia Line sang with Tim McGraw, and they did that whole unified song. And it's just, you know, I really hope this is the start to a more unified country, because we definitely need that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it felt like it.
It did. Felt like a good day.
It did. Okay. Well, we have to talk fashion. Okay. So even though it was cold, the stars went all out. Gaga was stunning in a dramatic gown by Schiaparelli. Now, some people were saying it was giving them Hunger Games vibes.
Well, we're kind of sort of in District 12 right now with this COVID-19 situation.
Right.
But you know what? I thought it was amazing. The brooch was beautiful. You know, it was a peace offering. We know the Dove to be a peaceful moment. And I thought she looked amazing. But she didn't give me it was a little Hunger Games-ish.
It was Lady Gaga at the inauguration. Loved it. I loved it so much. Schiaparelli, unbelievable. She walked out. I was like, that is what Lady Gaga wears to the inauguration. Like, I really felt like everyone looked pretty good yesterday, but she, for me,
nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, she was just a pop star, but yet I showed up, you know? I'm here for this respectable event, but I'm still a freaking pop star.
You're still me, exactly.
Gaga also made it clear that she is still going very strong with her boyfriend, Michael Polanski. Now, they were caught kissing through their masks. Very cute. How else are you supposed to kiss, I guess, when you got the mask on?
You know,
that's a commitment.
It's a commitment. You know, it's so interesting, you know, when she won the Oscar, we kind of heard her talk about how every time she has a stride in her relationship, she kind of sort of loses, a stride in her career, she loses a relationship. And, you know, Taylor Kinney and she broke up after she did Super Bowl. She and Christian called off, you know, their engagement after she got the Oscar. Oh. I hope that she does not lose another relationship, knock on wood, because this is a pretty big step in her career, a monumental moment. I just hope she realizes that, you know, this is happening. Maybe I can stop this.
Yeah. Well, luckily he was there. He was supporting her, and he clearly was very proud of her.
Absolutely.
And I do think the inauguration feels different, even though it is good for your career. It really feels like...
It's more of an honor.
It's more of an honor than
I get what you're saying, and I think what she was saying is just basically, if I'm focusing all of my energy onto my career, like the examples you gave, Justin, with the Oscar and working on that movie and doing all of these things, like your attention gets taken away from your relationship versus when you go and you sing a song for 20 minutes or whatever, like it's not, you know, going to take away from them. But also, guess what? If Lady Gaga and Michael Polanski, is that his name?
Yes.
Break up, she'll get another boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, she'll be fine. She'll find another man. It's okay.
That's true. All right, well, there was a lot of other great looks as well. We had J-Lo head-to-toe white Chanel. We had Demi Lovato. She did her pink pixie cut with a gray power suit and fitted white top. Katy Perry wore an all not a big fan of that one. Tom Brown outfit with red and blue buttons. I loved Katy Perry's outfit.
Jesus
was classy and pretty and classic. It looked like something like I would wear.
Hey, talk about Demi Lovato's.
It was nice. It was totally.
Demi's was pretty.
It was pretty simple. It was simple. It was like a very, like, that's a very appropriate, like, outfit to wear for, like, a lot of things. It wasn't, like, the most glamorous outfit, but you know what? Maybe that wasn't the night for her to do that. That's okay.
Well, it was inauguration night.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I think I would have liked a little something. I love me some tweed. I love me some Chanel. Did you guys like J-Lo's? I felt like it was a lot overdone, so you didn't know where to look, really. There was so much happening that I was like, where are we looking at the jacket, the pants? Right?
That's what I loved about it. I love that it was so much, and she just threw everything on it and said, nope, do not take one thing off. When the beret came on, that for me, I would have wore the beret on the stage. I know you wanted to show on the Chris, you know, Appleton waterfall, which is amazing. That wedding hair was phenomenal.
No joke.
But that beret on top of it sealed the deal for me. It gave me Aretha Franklin back in the cut whenever she sang for Barack Obama's. But back to Demi Lovato. I love Demi Lovato as an artist. And for me, I think if we're going inauguration night and I know everybody's going to be stepping out in Tom Brown and in Chanel and we're going to have X, Y, and Z, I think for myself, I would have just read the room.
You wanted more. You wanted more.
I wanted
more.
A little bit
you
more.
You wanted more.
I get the vibe.
But
I get the vibe.
I mean, outside of her fashion, though, I will have to say, like, her voice, though, was
incredible.
It's the greatest song ever.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest singer. Like, I'm
that's
good.
A really, yeah. that is the song, too. That's what it was. The song was so good for her.
And the way she did it.
Yeah. Okay. And for more on Inauguration Day, you can find out more fashion moments. Just use your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of the screen, take you to some more. Okay. There was a lot of yelling during the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion on Bravo last night. And most of it was directed at Bronwyn.
Oh,
don't judge me with your cynical behavior.
I'm not judging you.
And your narcissism and your backlashes and your two-faced personality.
You. Be honest real quick. Your alcoholism was all for a story plan.
You,
oh,
Kelly.
Oh, goodness.
You.
When my daughter Stella was 14 years old, at our very first beach barbecue, you went up to her and said, Stella, if you want the good stuff, text me.
She knew it was coming.
Yeah, she made that face like, oh, crap, here it comes.
Look, when you start talking in the press, anybody who's a housewife, I always tell them, keep your mouth shut until that reunion is done. Because what happens is you have to sit in chairs for 12 hours and talk to these women about the things that you said both on and off camera. Brawn came out swinging as a lesbian. We were all happy for her. But one of the things that she said, and it's her truth, that she felt that her cast was not very supportive of her. Mm-hmm. And she was very vocal about that. So I think these women were ready to confront her about that.
Yeah.
And it is a hard pill to swallow.
Gosh, okay, so by the way, just so you know, Shannon said that little nugget there at the end about her offering her daughter drugs. Bronwyn didn't
drugs
get a chance to respond. We don't know exactly the full story, but whatever the good stuff is. But oh my gosh, that bomb right there, if that's true, that's hard. That's a hard one to let go. That's your baby. You don't mess with the babies.
Well, she was insinuating that it was cocaine. But the problem is, I've done some research and I started digging on Instagram. And somebody commented on Instagram saying, please tell me that this is not true. And Brawn said, honestly, I have no idea. I was drunk at the moment. And she also went on to say that she made amends for that in the past where she was confronted by it. But she also states that the story kind of changed. Mm. So the scary part is she didn't deny it.
Right.
And if you look on her face when she says she closes her eyes.
You know, how often does this happen on Housewives where, like, okay, in real life, whatever, we have an argument, we patch it up, we table it. We're like, okay, well, we're good. We're past that. But I feel like on The Housewives, you can have that full agreement that we are done, we are past, we have put that behind us. And then something like a reunion happens and it's like, no, here's a fresh wound.
Oh,
this just happened.
100%. It's all fair game. Mm-hmm.
Yikes. I'm so happy we don't have to do reunions. Thank God that's not in our contract.
Yeah. All right, coming up, how Vicki Gunvalson's marriage was ruined, she says, by reality TV. That's the discussion next. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Former Real Housewife Vicki Gunvalson blames the show for her divorce, and she's talking all about it on the Behind the Velvet Rope with David Yontiff podcast.
I did everything right, except falling prey to divorce. I know for a fact, if I wasn't on a reality show, I wouldn't have been divorced. And that cost Dad and I both a lot of money because we had to split assets and alimony and all that stuff. So that's hurtful and that's hard.
Okay, why do you guys think so many reality show couples call it quits?
Because their ringers keep on going.
I know.
Off.
Sorry, Carissa. Guys.
Carissa's phone goes off at least once a day. Yesterday, it went off three times.
Yes.
And for some reason, her phone does not go
listen
off.
Listen to the silence.
But she can't. I'm like, turn it off. Just turn it off. This is where the divorce papers are coming. This is where I stab someone.
I figured it out.
Back to the question of why reality television causes divorces. Here's the thing. Yes. I really want to stick to the hard facts here. I don't think they cause divorces. I think your relationship had issues prior that you perhaps were not fully aware of and both of you can't clearly see. And then the show puts a spotlight on that and it just becomes too stressful. Kyle and Mauricio have been married for 25 years as of what? Yesterday, Justin? They've been doing a reality show for 10 years.
Crazy.
If you are in a union that you work at, that you are both on the same page and nothing else breaks you up. I mean, it's
for
just,
sure.
It was there already. And also, like, for her to say, I did everything right. I mean, nobody does everything right. I'm like, you know, every day torturing myself of all the things I did wrong.
I have to ask though, and I think you're right. Like, Kyle is so strong in her marriage, but I do wonder, because this is how I think about it. When I get in a fight with Shannon, I don't like run and go tell everybody in the whole entire world, like, hey, me and Shannon have been fighting, because I just keep it between us because I know we'll get past it.
For sure.
However, if I were to tell the whole world and the whole world saw and they all were like pushing me to like keep telling me that I'm right and he's wrong and I'm right and he's wrong, then I might be more inclined to keep that fight going because I'm getting validated from strangers telling me, like, you have the right to be pissed off.
But those are also storylines.
I love that you were right in the fictional in the fictional reality TV moment.
Thank you.
The thing is, when you're a couple, like a normal couple, and you have issues in your relationship, a lot of couples live in denial about certain things.
Amen.
And they also just don't even want to deal with certain things, so you can sweep it under the rug. And you can do that when two people know the issues. Now, when 2 million people know the issues, it's much harder not to live in reality.
But also, Justin, the thing is that what we're forgetting is that these fights and stuff, it's not like there's a camera 24 hours around in your house. Like, these are storylines that people follow.
True.
So it's like Dorit and PK aren't having, like, issues. Like, Ken and Lisa. Like, there's a lot of people that go on reality TV and their marriages sustain themselves. Like, it's really, especially on Housewives, it's really about the women. And, of course,
and
the men get involved sometimes, but...
I do find it always interesting on reality shows whenever they all of a sudden get into like a, it seems like just an orchestrated fight between a spouse and sometimes.
Like, well, sometimes
is
that's
that just
a slow
how they
day.
Do? They just, yeah, what do they do? Like, there's nothing to do, let's fight about something
they'll
today?
They'll pull on a thread. If you tell a producer something and it's like a small fight and they don't really have much to fill in, I mean, unless the other women are chiming in about your relationship saying that this man is cheating, this man did this, if they bring it to the forefront, but then your relationship has problems already. Do you know what I mean? It's not just like you're fighting over dish soap and then it gets blown up and then you're divorcing.
For sure. But then you also, if you present a problem to the camera and you say, you know, Shannon's inconsiderate sometimes, but I love him, and you say that in passing, they will then look for every time that Shannon
has been inconsiderate.
And they'll do a montage.
Oh, God.
The montage.
Wouldn't that be kind of nice, though?
No!
No,
who are you?
Carissa, no, that is only something Carissa would say. It's the psycho. Psycho.
Psycho. Cute, but you're psycho.
Okay, well, Tiger Woods, all right, he is finding happiness in his personal life after overcoming a major sex scandal that eventually led to his divorce. Tiger's been with his girlfriend, Erica Herman, for 4 years and is starting to settle down. Now, a source tells People Magazine on sale Friday that they now live together and Tiger's kids have a very good relationship with her. Well, that's good. The source also says Tiger has rebuilt his entire life and has become a better person. So knowing the public sex scandal he was in, could you ever be the woman to trust this man again?
I've been thinking about this for the last 2 weeks because I've been eating up that documentary like no one's business.
Oh,
and this has been on my mind the whole time. I think when somebody goes through something this public and this disastrous and America has like turned on them and they had to rebuild it back from nothing, if you're dating an egomaniac, and a lot of people are egomaniacs, and I'm not saying in a bad way, they just let their ego lead their lives, they are too afraid to lose that love and adoration again, one. And the second thing is, you don't need that nosy-ass BFF that's a private investigator because you have America. Everyone is watching this man, and everyone is waiting for him to mess up again. If you knew you had that backing of 360 million people and all those camera phones, I would be like, yes, let's do it because I know you will not screw this up again.
Right.
I also think people go through different phases in their lives. Tiger Woods, when he was going through what he was going through years ago, doesn't mean he's still that person and hasn't grown up or had some experiences that have changed his perspective. Like, I think people go through bad times. And when you're operating at that level of success and that level of perfection at all times, most of us would crack. Most of us would have a hard time, and then you move on from it.
Not in 17 inches. Like, I wouldn't crack and sleep with 17 men in my marriage.
You're
like,
I've been
through some hard stuff.
The number one golfer in the entire world, every single move you make. Like, you know, he's a human being at the end of the day. So I do think people grow and change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks like it's working out. I mean, obviously their relationship is progressing. So I think Justin's right. It's like you've got all those people staring at you. It's like you don't want to go through all that again.
No.
All right. For more on this story, you can pick up this week's issue of People, which is on newsstands nationwide tomorrow. All right. Still ahead, the real reason why bachelorette couple Claire and Dale broke up. We have all the scoop. Plus Salt and Peppa are joining us live. The big announcement they have for you. And it's Morgan's last day before going on maternity leave. So we have a special surprise for her. You don't want to miss it.
Is that phone off now?
It should be, I think. It's
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's Morgan's last day before maternity leave. Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. And she's brought a special guest. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
What's up?
I'm so tired. I'm like, I have a whole other show to do.
I didn't know baby daddies existed in Bel Air. So nice.
Yeah, get ready for that who's more tired conversation to become very common in your relationship.
Yeah. Every second.
How are you guys feeling about becoming parents very soon?
I mean, I feel like we're really excited, but
I'm very impatient.
Yeah, he's ready. He's like, when is she going to be here? And I was like, I'm happy to have the next few weeks to because we haven't stopped. I've obviously been working up until the last minute. He has as well. And I feel like I'm excited to just do absolutely nothing until we have to do something every second of the day for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, right? Enjoy this. Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't come too early, have a week or so. All right.
The kids.
Well, speaking of babies, look at this pic of the two of you as babies. We have so cute.
Oh. By the way, honestly, no shade to me. I was such an ugly baby. It's like, look, I look like a boy.
You were cute.
I was so not cute. It's weird. My mom She's like, yeah, you were so big.
You are huge. How did Robin survive the birth?
By the way, I don't even know how old you are here because she said he was 6 pounds, and that's not a 6 pound baby. That's a 12 pound baby.
That looks like Chase.
Oh my God, I'm scared for you. Hoo-ha. We actually have the first baby photo for you guys.
Oh my God.
We know what the baby's going to look like.
Oh.
Whoa.
By the way, if that baby looks like that, you have my permission to put it right back in.
By the way, if we get a baby that nose, I will pay someone. I have no problem with that. Where did we get that nose?
That baby got dropped.
Why does the baby have your Botox cleft lip?
By the way, I think I hit a nerve. I'm going to get it fixed post baby. You'll see my new face when I get back. It'll be stunning.
Well, Jordan, since we have you here, we wanted to play a little game to see what kind of parents you guys will be. So we're going to play Morgan or Jordan. You guys got your paddles?
All right. Oh, yeah.
First one. Who is more likely to feed the baby at 4 a.m.?
Like happily or?
Well, boob or no boob? Me.
Who's going to do it? No boob.
No boob. Well, probably me.
Yeah.
She'll be like,
get up.
Babe. Okay, who is more likely to clean up the explosive poops?
Definitely her.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Susan will come out.
Yeah.
Who is more likely to wake up in the middle of the night to make sure the baby's breathing?
Yeah, me. That's definitely me.
Okay, who is more likely to put on the TV to distract the baby? Dodgers game for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. I was like, just put it on. She'll be fine. Yeah. I made it out okay.
That's amazing. Who's more likely to have a meltdown when the baby's having a meltdown?
You did not have to ask that.
Yeah, no, that was a giveaway.
Okay, who's more likely to ask for baby number two right away?
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know.
That's a both of us.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to do it, we're going to do it fast.
Yeah. Oh,
if we're
not- no! Aww. Not two maternity leaves.
Jordan, thank you so much for playing. We appreciate it.
You guys, first of all, I have gifts. You guys sent gifts. You get to open one too, babe.
Oh, I do?
Very sweet. Yes. Number one, cute packaging. I'm going to copy it for my line.
Yeah, we tried it. We got a good budget.
It's Look at our budget.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh my God, my mom's gonna flip out. She's gonna be like, that's so cute. Okay, and then I have
we
one more.
It.
Cute gifts. So sweet.
We have to give you a real gift. We couldn't just go with the one.
We're hurrying. Rip it.
Oh,
that's awesome.
My gosh.
Yeah, turn around.
Yes!
When she does her first appearance in like 6 weeks, then we'll have her in these outfits. Jen Levin's like right after birth. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
So sweet.
I can't believe it's your last day. All right, you guys, come. Thank you so much, Jordan, again, for coming.
Course.
All right,
so
coming
jealous.
Up, you guys, how Kylie Jenner is firing back at her shower haters. But first, we have some breaking news. Only we can tell you the real reason why Bachelorette stars Claire and Dale broke up.
Are you going to watch? Devastating.
What are you guys going to name the baby?
Oh, my God.
Put that baby back in.
All right. It's time for our breaking news on the Claire and Dale split heard around Bachelor Nation. All right. Multiple sources familiar with the situation believe Dale has been cheating on Claire throughout their engagement. And it was with a woman Dale has known before he ever went on the show. So we're told Claire has been suspicious of the relationship, but Dale denies doing anything like that. Nothing was going on. Okay, a source close to him tells E! News that Dale did stay faithful to Claire.
I knew something was weird yesterday, and Morgan, you said it. You asked the question, why is he talking to this paparazzi? And now it all makes sense that Dale was trying to get ahead of the story because he knew it was coming out.
Mm. So true. God, why said, don't we know these things already? Like, hello?
And he said something interesting in there. He said something interesting in there. And he goes, the paparazzi said, are you and Claire okay? And he goes, we will be okay. We will. Mm-hmm. Meaning they're not okay right now. So this wasn't an amicable breakup. This wasn't about schedules. This wasn't about somebody who's a hairstylist. You don't have clients right now. We're all closed. So that doesn't make any sense.
You're
not
busy.
Pretty shady. I'm just trying to say there's no salons open.
There's a little bit more to this story, too. Claire just broke her silence on Instagram, admitting that she's crushed about the split, writing, I was made aware of the, quote, mutual statement at the same time you all were. So... You're right. It did sound like Dale was trying to get ahead of the story because he knew these accusations may be coming out. And again, these are from sources on Claire's side, but not necessarily Claire herself. So insiders familiar with Claire and Dale's relationship also describe Dale as a, quote, fame seeker and say he went on the show for the wrong reasons. All right. But that's... I don't really know. What advice do you even give a person who's on The Bachelor? Because I just feel as though... Everyone's on there for like a 50-50 shot, like maybe 75-25 shot. The real winner is the one who gets the most fame out of the show, right?
Amen.
Look,
amen.
I think everybody in 2020 is looking for clout, fame, or access. Like if you're dating in Los Angeles, there is probably 50% of the people here that are looking for those things, TV show or no TV show. It just takes time for you and your friend group to weed those people out. And she didn't give herself that time. Now, anybody can say someone's chasing clout. It's the easiest thing to say. Like, somebody was a fame seeker because they
went on
the TV
Bachelor.
Show about dating. But she also went on that show.
Yeah. By the way, and that's the thing. And I think that we kind of touched on this yesterday. Like, I think Claire... was very attracted to Dale. I think she was like, I don't want to waste any time. You know, she's been serious about finding a man, having a baby, starting a family, doing all of those things. And so when somebody seemingly was ready to play ball and sort of fulfill those dreams for her, and he looked like that, she was like, sign me up. Let's jump on this train and let's go. Yeah. And he was like, wait, I'm 33. I'm not ready. Like, I just still want to inch into this. So I think Claire, and no judgment, because we said this yesterday, like, she's entitled to want everything that she wants, and she should have right. it. But when you become kind of, not obsessed, but into the idea of just finishing off a task and getting to be with somebody and just fulfilling what you want, you're not really looking at the person you're with. And Ooh. Of course, this sort of, it's the idea of being in love with love versus like, Ooh. Is this going to be your life partner? I mean, I don't think any of us can be that surprised that this, after however many weeks, like,
yeah.
didn't work out. Like, hello?
I know, but also, and I think too, with, right. with as far as like his situation goes, like he knew everything about Claire before he walked on. He was attracted to her. He knew he liked her, and I do think that he had feelings for her. But you also know what she wants to hear. She made it very like known, so
100%.
It's kind of easy to win somebody sure. over if you know how to play the game. I mean, it's like, oh, she really wants me to say yes, that I'll do this. I feel like he did a 180 on her. I feel like he really did tell her everything she wanted to hear, and then went home and was like, okay,
wait,
I played the part, I won, now what do I do?
Well, that's why yesterday I said to her, to you guys, I said, I'm upset for her because I feel like it was a huge opportunity for her to be the Bachelorette. She should yeah. have taken her time, and there could have been a few Dales at the end. Instead, the right. opportunity was cut short. She stuck with Dale. They are no longer together. It doesn't seem like it's amicable.
And you're out a lot of money.
And you're out
you
of
get
a lot
paid
of money.
By week.
And I'm following that. Yeah, true. I just think like I wish she had just taken the time to let the oyster open.
They're going to give her another shot. It's going
no
to
way.
Be.
No way. Carissa, say
you,
something now. They're
you.
Not going to it's give her. It's
and
over.
And they're going to do, and you know what they're going to do? The tagline's going to be, look who's crawling back.
Is there a break coming? I'm uncomfortable
no,
now.
We're done
now.
With that.
ABC,
yeah,
you're welcome.
All right, after
Call
the break, Salt and Pepper is here. We're going to discuss their new biopic and how they changed the game for women in hip-hop. Justin, you're crazy.
Can Stay I get another us. Margarita?
You're crawling back.
Salt and Pepper's here. We're in a fit. 1, 2, 3, push it back. Cooling my days in at night. Working up a sweat.
Yes, that was Push It by Salt and Pepper, and they're joining us live right now. Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
How are, I mean, look, is it crazy to you that that song is still
Timeless.
And will always be the hit that it was almost 20 years ago?
Not only the song, the jackets as well. We always say the jackets are yeah. almost as famous as we are. Those 8-ball jackets that Play from Kid and Play designed and Dapper Dan constructed. There's a lot of history in those jackets. But the funny thing about Push It is we didn't like the song. It was just the B-side of Tramp. And then a DJ flipped it over and it turned out to be the most popular Salt and Pepper song. And here we are 36 years later, still pushing it.
And still done in the bathroom, by the way. That was the music booth in the bathroom. Push It was...
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know, it's so crazy. You guys changed the game for women in hip-hop and pushed the boundaries. You know, what was it like for women in hip-hop back then? Because there wasn't that many of you.
Yes, it was such a male-dominated field. So it was constantly proving on myself. And thanks to the blessings and the male-dominated field proving ourselves, it fueled us. We were doing platinum. We were having global success, headlining our own tour. And those same people had to be like, step back. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, heck yeah. And I'm so excited because we get to hear more about your story. You have a new Lifetime biopic. The film tackles the issues in your friendship, Salt's struggle with bulimia, your troubled relationships. Was there anything you were hesitant to let them include or to open up about?
Well, like when it came to personal stuff for me, it was nothing that I didn't want to discuss. I was reluctant to bring in family members, like, you know, my relationship with my dad and with my ex-husband, because they didn't sign up for a movie. So I kind of kept that to a minimum. Plus, my dad is my bestie now. We work through all of our issues. That was really basically it. We wanted people to really understand our relationship struggles as friends, as, you know, having personal relationships in business, like you said, you know, trying as women do to really break the glass ceiling and pioneer, you know, this genre of music for women was a struggle for us. But we kept going until, you know, we made it happen.
I'm an open book. I wrote a book, so I'm an open book. So, you know.
Take it off.
It was important to share, you know, my story on the ups and downs and the growth and, you know, where hip hop, you know, for women, how it started and, you know, from the business, like Saul said. So it was, that's the honesty part and shaping the movie and getting to show that the friendship, the struggles, the good times, the bad times and pushing through it was like the key point that was as EP.
Now look, the 90s were the jungle, okay? There was no social media, there were no camera phones. So I know got real and y'all had some fun times. Was there any other group or band or rapper who was the funnest to party with?
Ooh.
Who always had the party around him?
Kid and Play and Heavy D and the Boys for Salt and Pepper. We even shared a tour bus together. I mean, we're like brothers and sisters, and we used to play pranks on each other, like really hotel pranks and the, you know, and stuff like that. But
it was fun in the 90s. Yeah, we had a great time on the road all the time. But Heavy D and the Boys, like she said, Kid and Play, because we had a camp. You know, there was the Idol Makers camp that Herbie started. We always say Herbie was like the first Diddy because it was Kwame, Kid and Play, Salt and Pepper, Herbie Love Bug, working at Sears Roebuck as telephone solicitors, and we all went on and did what we started out to do.
Love you guys. Legends. Be sure to catch Salt and Pepper movie and interview special. It's this Saturday on Lifetime. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
We love you.
Thank you.
Total legends. All right. Coming up, Priyanka Chopra's surprising confession about her man, Nick Jonas. Plus, we are celebrating National Hugging Day with a game. Can you guess the stars hugging in this photo? Ooh, see if you can...
Who's hugging?
See. Okay, we'll show the answer when we come back.
It is National Hugging Day, and just because we're socially distanced doesn't mean we cannot celebrate. So today we're playing a game called Embrace the Face. We have photos of hugging couples, and Carissa and Justin have to guess who they are. See if you can get it right before they do, okay? So the thing is, they have to find the answer in the bucket of balloons in front of them and then hang the balloon on the clothing line, guys. So first person to hang the correct answer scores a point. This couple, we're starting, so get ready, Carissa. Okay. This couple met for the first time backstage at the Today Show when her dad introduced them to each other.
And hey,
Carissa, you can't say it.
Wait.
Justin,
got it.
Just gotta hang
got it.
Gotta hang it. No, gotta hang it. Gotta hang it. Justin, Justin won.
What? That's mine.
Justin. Carissa,
Rick.
You okay? What's going on?
Got
you
it.
All right? All right,
yep.
You got it. Justin got that point, but you're still in the game. All right, next. What? I love when Chris stresses out. Next, one half of this side-hugging couple is a tennis star with 23 Grand Slam titles, and the other half was a co-founder of Reddit. Damn. Justin, number two points for Justin. Carissa? Carissa, we only have a few minutes left in the show. What's going on?
You know what? I don't know. I'm really feeling
You want to hang it still?
Yeah.
Okay. You're still... I like that you finish off strong. All right,
thank
next
you.
One. This duo is the most modern of the bunch.
One.
They began dating in 2017 and have been engaged in 2019. Okay.
Got it. Well,
hang it. Hang it. Hang it. Carissa gets a point.
Finally.
Carissa gets a point. All right. Okay. Justin, you still can win this thing. This husband and wife have a lot of heart. They also welcomed a baby.
Got it, Kevin Hart.
Baby girl in September. Can we just give Carissa the games to play alone? Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
We have more. Justin, stay in the game. It's tied now. Get into it. These two singers have 6 Grammy nominations between them and are known more for their awkward kissing than hugging.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Oh, okay. Carissa's winning.
Yes.
This is just... Okay. I have one more. This adorkable, I can't believe I read that, girl found herself a brother with property when they met while filming.
Jonathan Scott.
Yeah.
Right? Tom Cruise.
Okay, Justin did hang it first. Justin gets a point. Justin, we got to bump him up to three.
Wait, one fell on my shoe. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right. Okay, we have one left. More balloon. We have one balloon left. That was Redwell. All right, can find this couple? Who enjoys riding horse? Is this allowed?
Kenny Cuoco!
Okay, Justin did get it. Justin got it. Justin wins. Carissa, you went really strong, but Justin, you won this game. These games are insane to all the producers. Insane.
I like to let her think she's gonna win, and then I like to come back.
You know what? I feel like mine look like very nice. Look at the pictures are all out nicely.
It wasn't about cute, it was about sturdy.
Okay, up next, it's Amanda Bynes trading her acting career for rapping. The song you have to hear is next.
Popo's out.
Do the push it. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. 60 seconds, hot Hollywood headlines. Let's get to it. The Kylie Jenner shower saga continues. The other day, Kylie posted this video of her shower. The internet completely dragged her for her water pressure. Now she is setting the record straight. You guys, first off, that video is from her office shower. And this is her home shower. And she wants you to see that it is very fancy, technical, and has great water pressure. So that's that. All right. Amanda Bynes is having a little fun in quarantine making music. She posted a song to YouTube called Diamonds. Check her out while she's rapping.
Diamonds, diamonds, diamonds on my neck, on my wrist. Diamonds, diamonds, diamonds on my fist, yeah.
I think it's kind of catchy, actually. And finally, Chrissy Teigen gets her wish. Early yesterday, she tweeted to President Biden asking him to follow her on Twitter. And late last night, she was shocked to find out that she is one of the very few people the POTUS account actually follows. The rest are all government officials. And that is your Hollywood Minute for today. Okay, let's talk about Priyanka Chopra. She's revealing what first attracted her to Nick Jonas, and it was not his looks or the fact that he's a Jonas brother. Check out what she told People magazine about the first time they met.
He was audacious. He held my hand. He turned me around. He went down on his knees. I was like, what is happening? He was bold, confident, self-assured, and that was the most attractive thing about Nick, and still is for me.
Wow, aww. Nick Jonas, the bold type.
It's the quiet ones you have to look out for. I tell that to everybody. Mm-hmm. If a dude seems timid or a little bit more reserved, those are the ones who gonna make sure you good and you Gucci. Meanwhile, we'll grab your hand and your hair when you want it. When you want it.
When you want
it's 100% true. It's so true. It's always because the quiet ones are not eager. They know what they want and they go for it. Stealth. Stealth is the word I would use.
I like it. What kind of confidence is a turn on and when does it become a turn off?
I think when it's a confidence that's trying to mask something else, you know, when it's overly confident to make up for other things, that's when it's a little much. Or when it's at like elementary school confidence, when you were the coolest kid in high school,
that's
and then you just try to, you know what I mean? It's like,
It feels like a fake, like not authentic. Like you're just like, you're insecure, but you're trying to pretend like you're not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's when you're confident and you pursue what you want, you're still sweet and you're not too over the top. But I think persistence is confidence, especially if somebody's initially like, not for sure into you and you continuously push that, I think that's really confident.
Yeah, and a confident man also, knows what they want, but they're also willing to, like, hear somebody else out because there's some people that are, like, so cocky that they're like, I'm never wrong and I never have anything wrong, so you guys need to, like, listen to me only and I'm not going to hear somebody else's side. I feel like a truly confident person is able to take in other things. Okay. Again, you guys can pick up this week's issue of People on newsstands nationwide tomorrow. It is time to say goodbye to Morgan. She is
I will miss you. I will be back. I will be back so soon.
We will miss you so much. I'm so excited for you. Best of luck. All the good vibes, all the prayers. We'll be talking. Cannot wait to see that baby girl's face. It's going to be so much prettier than that picture that we showed earlier.
Let's hope.
And while Morgan is out, we have some great guest hosts. Raven Simone is going to be here tomorrow. And Kim Whitley will be filling in for the next 6 weeks. I'm so excited. All right. Have a good day, everyone. Good luck, Morgan.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm in denial.